A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Big night in football ahead. It is the Champions League final. If you're a Liverpool or Spurs fan, you'll be up at 3 a.m. to see Liverpool against Tottenham Hotspur fighting off for European glory. Liverpool trying to win the European Cup for a sixth time, and as for Spurs, it would be their first ever. We're going to preview the final here with Philippe Oh, renowned Singapore football coach who's a big Liverpool fan, been a Liverpool fan all his life. He's got a Liverpool shirt. We've got Neil Humphreys, award-winning author and the new paper columnist. And we have Adrian Abraham. He is our stats man. He's going to give us lots of interesting stats about this final. So, Pipo, it's been a long time coming for Liverpool. I know that they did win the Champions League back in 2006, but heartbreak last year. They lost the final to Real Madrid. Jurgen Klopp, the manager of Liverpool, has lost six consecutive finals, including last year's Champions League final to Real Madrid. Hasn't won a trophy for Liverpool yet. Is it going to be the night tonight?
Fingers crossed. Yeah, the stat that he has not won a final worries me, you know, because I sometimes believe in such stats. I just hope that it's going to be an exciting final tomorrow morning. And I think it's going to be a close fight. And I really, really hope that Liverpool can win it.
Before we hear from Neil, let's get a stat from Adrian.
Yeah, so for Liverpool fans, I mean, this is good news because Tottenham have only beaten Liverpool once in their last 14 attempts. That was a 4-1 win, and that came in the 2017-18 season.
That shows a lot of domination towards Liverpool. But when we get to a final, Neil, and the tension that's going to be in the air, and given Klopp's losing record in finals and Liverpool's lack of silverware.
Yeah, means nothing. That means nothing. I mean, Liverpool finished 26 points ahead of Tottenham. That's the only stat you need to worry about. It's a different class between Liverpool and Tottenham. And Pipo, liven up a bit. Come on. I mean, show some enthusiasm. I mean, oh, I'm hoping they'll win. The fingers crossed. You're the overwhelming champion. You're the overwhelming favourites to win this final. I mean, you know, there's a 26-point gap in quality between these two sides. I think it would need another miracle from Tottenham. They've got a half-fit Harry Kane. He'll probably start. They need Harry Kane. But Liverpool doesn't need Roberto Firmino. If he recovers, that's a bonus. That tells you the difference in quality, I think. If you look at the two benches of the two sides, it's extraordinary. Liverpool's bench is a solid bench. They've got Shaqiri who can come on. Probably Roberto Firmino, who I don't think will start. I mean, you know, Tottenham will have the 37,000-year-old striker, Llorente, and the other guy, Janssen, they're forgotten about. You know, so it's apples and oranges. I think it would be a miraculous upset if Tottenham were to do again what they did against Ajax. I do seriously think this year, hopefully, and I say this as an objective person, I mean, I think we have got the final we wanted. I think there are no losers in this final. I wrote the piece for the new paper saying that the final itself has already won. After Manchester City's allegations, they're still ongoing, of sports washing. You've got United Arab Emirates pretty much buying all three domestic trophies. You've got the Europa League final being played somewhere off Jupiter, right? And because that was done to please the oil-rich state of Azerbaijan. This just feels right. Two coaches who are likeable, two teams who are likeable, a final that really can only be a winner. I mean, it can only be a winner. I don't actually mind who wins because they're two good sides.
But you say that, and look, Pipo's on edge. I can see how nervous
he is. He's very on edge.
And, you know, look, if Liverpool lose it, it's going to be a disaster for them because they are the hot favourites. They've got this bad record under Klopp in finals and then haven't got any silverware. I know that they've got, this will be the sixth European Cup for them if they can do it. But surely Tottenham have got nothing to lose.
Yeah, definitely. They have already won by just being in the final. There's so much pressure on Liverpool to win. The whole world was looking at Liverpool. And like all of you said, Liverpool is the favourites and Liverpool will win. And it is this pressure that can affect teams.
Now, come on, give me a Liverpool stat. Give me a Liverpool stat that tells me that Liverpool are going to win this thing. They're going to romp it. They're going to storm it.
Let's get our stats man Adrian here.
Yeah, I mean, this is the sixth time that they're looking to win the competition. So, I mean, they go in as overwhelming favourites. And Tottenham, their best finish came all the way back in 1961, where they made the semi-finals before losing to Benfica.
Yeah, Jason watched that game.
I covered it.
He was there. He covered it. Yeah, he was on the side of the touchline. Mr. Black and White. He was there. He was. How was that game, Jason? Was it a good game?
It was good. Yeah, yeah.
That was a mid-career game for you, wasn't it?
Pipo, how's it going to play out on the pitch? Because, you know, you're a technical guy. You know, you're a renowned coach working with the Singapore under-15s, and you've coached different teams professionally here in Singapore. What tactically, because Liverpool obviously like to press and they like to be aggressive, and they can expose Tottenham because they can be a bit vulnerable defensively, can't they?
Yes, and with Spurs, they like to play out from the back. Mm. From Lloris, they like to build it up. And I think this is one area which Klopp will instruct his front three to pounce on. Not very sure how Spurs will maybe change the game, because, you know, when City played against Liverpool, Guardiola changed. He instructed his fullbacks not to open up, stay there, yeah, so that they don't get hit on the counters. So maybe tonight Spurs will slightly tweak their tactics just to counter Liverpool's front three.
That's a key point you make there, Pipo. The thing that Klopp often doesn't get enough credit for, you know, he's seen as this rah-rah, touchline, motivational speaker almost, which is all true, but he doesn't get enough credit for his tactical acumen. He actually changes Liverpool's formation a lot, the way they play a lot. Hasn't always worked. I mean, Manchester City edged them in the league on their two occasions, but that was unlucky. There was a degree of bad luck about that. But this game, for me, categorically, will be won and lost on the flanks. With the two guys going forward, the fullbacks, Robertson and Trent Alexander-Arnold, are unstoppable. But equally, Tottenham depend on Trippier, Danny Rose, the other side going forward. So somewhere along the line, Pochettino's got the option of putting in another centre-back maybe to deal with that threat, because Trippier and Rose have to go forward. It's the way Tottenham play. So at some point, they're going to cancel each other out. But if you look at Trent Alexander-Arnold and Robertson, look who they've got in front of them. One side, Sadio Mane. The other side is Mo Salah. I mean, Liverpool's wing play, I would argue, is the best in English football. And I include Manchester City in that. I mean, Manchester City have better number 10s, better little mavericks like David Silva, which Liverpool still lack. But if you're talking about sheer attacking, pressing wing play, Liverpool are among the best in Europe.
Yes, yeah. Sané and Mo Salah in 1v1s, it's unplayable.
Yeah.
And then you've got these two guys coming down the flanks as well. So, yes, you are right. Liverpool's main strength is that two pairs of players on the flanks.
Nice. Go on then, give us a stat.
So this will be the first final between two non-group winners since 2010. And this is the best one, though. Mm. The first not to feature a team who have won their own league in the 21st century.
Oh, that is a good stat. That is a very good stat. And it's a great stat, because I didn't want Manchester City there anyway. So that is an absolutely fantastic stat. Well done. You get a round of applause for that stat. Well done. Good stat. Good stat.
Pipo, I want to ask you, if you were Pochettino, and I know you're a Liverpool fan, but let's say you were Pochettino, what tactics would you employ to beat Liverpool in a one-off game?
Counter-attack.
Counter-attack. Counter-attack. So just sort of park the bus and then burst
risky
forward.
Though, right? Risky counter to counter.
Yes, I think Son Heung-min will play a crucial role tonight. If he makes those runs, darting runs, it's going to be difficult for Van Dijk and Matip, as per you play Harry Kane, you know.
But would you start Harry Kane? Let's say you're the coach, you know, Pochettino, and hasn't played since, I think, the 9th of April, right?
Ankle injury.
Would you start him? When would you bring him on? What's the right tactic? 60 minutes?
For me, I think Pochettino will start Harry Kane tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's risky.
He is their leader, you know. Well,
we've asked a lot of people. We spoke to Gary Stevens, the last Tottenham player to win a European trophy, of course, in the UEFA Cup final, 1984.
On the show last week.
He was, and he said, and he's not the only person to say this, that if he's fit, he starts. Well, you have to bow to the professionals on this one. I thought it would be more split down the middle, but it does seem to be a general consensus. If Harry Kane starts, is fit, he starts. But that's not the big dilemma for me, Pipo, tactically, because as you rightly said, Lucas Moura have got them there. I mean, he was sensational against Ajax. Yes. He's been sensational in other Champions League games. Got a hat-trick, of course, against Ajax. Superb up front. And I think, from a purely aesthetic attacking perspective, Tottenham have sometimes looked better without Harry Kane because they've unleashed our wonderful South Korean, Son Heung-min, who's been sensational. So if he does pick Harry Kane, here's the dilemma. Who does he leave out? Or does he pick all three? If he picks Son Heung-min, Lucas Moura and Harry Kane, that's a very risky attacking endeavour, knowing that if you get past them, Liverpool away. So what do you do? Two out of three or all three?
Two out of three.
Which two?
I think Lucas Moura was it. Okay. It's quite sad for him, but because when Harry Kane wasn't there, he was on form. Mm. He was scoring goals and, you know, he was playing so well. But yeah, sometimes in professional football, you know, Harry Kane's the number one striker.
I mean, he has scored, 90-odd goals in three seasons or something like that. Mm. So he's one of the top strikers in Europe.
All right, time for another stat from Adrian.
Yeah, it's going to be the third meeting between the two sides in Europe, with both sides winning one leg apiece in the UEFA Cup back in 1972-73.
I can't
with
that
the Reds
too.
Advancing on aggregate.
Well, that's a very important stat, that one. I'm sure they'll be in the dressing room saying that. Guys, remember, 1972. Remember the pain you felt. The tears in the dressing room, 1972. You had to go outside and be interviewed by Jason Dacey. It was heartbreak, you know. No, that's a big stat, that one.
By the
that's
way,
big...
in 1972, Jurgen Klopp was 5 years old.
He was. Oh, dear. Yeah, I know.
All right, time for predictions. We're going to go around. Even our stats man, Adrian's going to give a prediction.
Good.
My prediction is Liverpool 3, Tottenham 1. Without much confidence.
No, I'll jump in with that simply because I've got the same prediction. I'll give Tottenham a goal. I think they'll score, but I think it'll be 3-1. I think Liverpool might get a couple of early goals and it'll be too much for Tottenham. 3-1. Or, I'm sticking with 3-1, but there's a part of me that thinks if they get a couple of early goals, Liverpool, it could be a big scoreline. Yeah, it could be a big scoreline, but I'll stick with a 3-1. People?
Extra time. Liverpool 3, Spurs 2.
You'll never be off the toilet. If it goes to extra time, you'll be...
Talking about finals, you know, when Liverpool came back from 3 goals down against AC Milan.
2006, yeah. Istanbul.
That night, I can still remember greatly in my mind. Forever, it's there. At 3-0, at halftime, we were saying, hey, come guys, let's go home. Because we were all so sad.
Yeah.
And then we had another group of fans who came to me and said, hey, you know what? Take this scarf. Yeah, take it. I said, hey, what's going on? No, we are disappointed. We're going home.
They gave me a
Liverpool scarf. That's
amazing. I remember that because I was living in Topo then, and I was a sports editor, deputy sports editor of a newspaper here. And half time, I remember saying to the editor, this is going to be the biggest one-sided final in the history of European football. They were a disgrace in the first half.
Yes.
It should have been 4 or 5, if you remember that game.
Yeah.
So, coming in stats, man, I mean, bearing in mind what happened in 1972, has a direct resonance with this game, what's going to happen?
I mean, we know that from this season, both these sides do love a comeback. Yeah, I think it'll go to extra time. I'm going to say 1-1 because they're just going to play it out and see how it goes. But Tottenham to win.
On penalties?
What?
On penalties or what?
In extra time.
Extra time.
Let's go against the grain here.
You think Harry Kane will last to extra time?
No, I don't think he'll start as well, but I think he'll come on and have a bit to say.
So you know what happens? If you're right, we'll bring you back on next week and kill you.
You know what? Within the extra time huddle, they're going to be talking about the 1972 game.
Definitely. And you'll be there reminiscing. I was there, boys. I was there on the touchline, 1972, in my flare trousers and my big sideburns. I was there. Make it happen, guys. Make it happen. Do it for the 72 boys.
Well, look, I know that of all the people here, it's Pipo O who's got the biggest investment tonight.
And the great shirt, by the way. I know listeners can't
Crown
see
paints.
It. He's got a classic. That's a what, 84, 85 kind of shirt?
And
who
it was
signed it?
Signed by some legends. This shirt was given to me.
I can see. Is that Phil Babb?
Yes, that's right. Phil Babb was on it.
Yeah. I'm impressed. Given to you by who? What's the story? That's a classic Liverpool shirt,
so,
that one.
So 2 years ago, I took part in a five-a-side tournament organized by Standard Chartered.
Yeah.
And my team won it. Yeah. So we had a chance to go to Anfield and play on Anfield and meet the legends and play five-a-sides against other countries.
Wow.
But I didn't go because of my commitments with Home United.
Right.
Yeah. So my friend went and he had the best time of his life. And so this was a gift from him.
That's very kind. Who's the friend?
Eric. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Will you be wearing it tonight?
Of course.
And sitting on the toilet when it goes into extra time? I mean, extra time's a killer, isn't it? I mean, there's a laxity. There's nothing like it,
is it? It's okay. I'll go back tomorrow morning when the sun is out, happy after breakfast.
Yeah.
With a victory. With a sixth European Cup.
That's right.
Yeah. Good luck to Tottenham fans. Good luck to Liverpool fans like Pipo. And thank you to our stats man, Adrian Abraham. Thank you to Neil Humphreys. And, of course, people all, don't forget to catch it from 3 a.m. Sunday morning, the UEFA Champions League final between Tottenham Hotspur and Liverpool.